Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to ask you guys a question, and we got to talk straight here, okay? This probably might not be very politically correct, but I think all of us really deserve to have a very honest discussion about what's happening in our country and, you know, what we need to do when it comes to racism, bigotry, injustice, et cetera, because you're hearing politicians say, we need to stop racism, we're going to stop racism, and we're all for that. I think we want racism to stop, but let's be honest, it is 2020, all right? It seems to me now more than ever that nothing changes, and the reason why we have racism is because innately in people, we have hate, all right? Even animals. Okay, I got 5 cats. They group up. I don't know if they're racist, but they group up almost like in high school. And they find their allies, and then they kind of like who they like, and they just kind of have their own little circles, little cliques going on. And I think it's an animalistic nature, unfortunately, for people to want to hate others that are different, whether it's a different gender, whether it's a different sex, whether it's a different creed. I can't tell you how many people who went through a divorce and they're like, I can't stand women. I am done with women. Well, if the one woman ruined you in a divorce, that doesn't mean it's all women. You know, you hear people, they got, you know, they hated a Jew, and there was a Jew in their life that they hated, so then they hate all Jews. And I'm like, I'm Jewish. Please don't hate all Jews. You know, you had a bad experience with one. Doesn't mean you have... But you see, that's the key word, is hate. As long as there's hate, there's going to be this separation, this septation, line of demarcation. And so... when a politician says we need to end racism, that's wonderful. I'm all for that. I just don't think you could institute a law. Now, you can institute laws to stop injustice, okay? I mean, you can say, look, you know, you're not going to exclude somebody, you know, based on their race or religion, you know, a job. You're not going to, you know, only promote somebody from within without, you know, only based on their color or creed or whatever. You know, so there are ways to try to legislate that. You know, and try to legislate against discrimination. But if you have the basic human emotion of hate or wanting to be separate or wanting to be a part of a tribe, then there are going to be people out there that unfortunately hate, you know, anybody. I mean, look at what happened with the Wuhan virus and the coronavirus. You know, you started to see anti-Asian sentiment. You know, we're looking like, why? Well, because people wanted to focus their anger on something. Now, I wasn't alive during World War II, but from what I understand, racism was, unless it wasn't reported, you know, to the degree that we all, you know, hear about things. But from what I understand, racism went down during that era, not completely gone, because we had another enemy. We were against the Nazis or against the Japanese. And whoever we were fighting is where people focused their anger. And when people have another common enemy, they bond. So... one of the reasons why I love sports, I love sports, is because sports dissipates a lot of those lines of demarcation. And I can't tell you how many strangers I have bonded with, of all creeds and color or whatever, if we both are wearing the Dallas Cowboy jersey. Now, why? Why is there this bond? Why? Because we have another enemy, the Packers, or whoever else, right? Although it's going to be really hard when the Raiders come. So if you watch and you see, you know, what's going on, all right? You know, if people unite against something else, they seem to bond more with each other. Why? Because people need to hate something. People always need to hate. People have to have their anger against something. Now, so do we solve racism by having a common enemy? Do we choose Putin? Do we choose, I don't know, Biden, Trump? I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing that. You know, I'm seeing people, if they will bond if they can focus their hate on something. And I worry because if you don't have that other focus, do you then start to fight amongst yourselves? You know, I've worked in places where there would be a jerk and everybody would hate that jerk. That jerk leaves. So you think everything's going to be copacetic, and then people turn on each other. We saw this in school. We see this in work. We see this in real life. So my problem with that is if we want to end racism, and let's say we go to war. I don't know if we're going to go to war with China or North Korea or whatever. Right? Because, again, that's going to then breed a whole different type of racism or another sort of racism and anger and hate and whatever. But if you focus everybody on a common enemy, you're still unfortunately perpetuating racism and hate, because as soon as that enemy is gone, people will still always have hate. People will still always want to be a tribe. You know, you even notice with kids. Kids are colorblind, but they start to want to be in the girl group or the boy group or cliques. They want to start getting, they want to start feel like they belong. They start to mimic others. Because people ask, where did racism start? Does it start because the parents teach it at home? Is it because the kids see what happens with other kids? And they see the popular kid, and if the popular kid says something racist, they're like, well, I want to be with the popular kid, I'm going to be with them. Where does racism start? It starts innately with people wanting to hate, and people, unfortunately, being stupid. So when a politician says, let's end racism, I'm for that. But unless you redirect them to a common enemy, which is only temporary. People, as long as they have hate, they're going to have racism. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. smear a bit on, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Calvin says we should focus our anger and hate on the politicians who shut us down and then allowed the protesters. Okay. No, I don't want anybody angry. I don't want anybody focusing their anger. But Calvin's got a point, okay? And people have been discussing this in the news. We were told by all these governors that we had to stay at home, that we had to self-isolate. Doug McIntyre from McIntyre in the Morning, he was one of my favorite, still is one of my favorite hosts, although he's retired now, had posted something last night going, wait, so am I home because of quarantine or because of curfew? It was, you know, let me get this straight here. There's been a lot of confusion where you've had governors like Governor Whitmer and Cuomo, right? You know, being very, very adamant about stay at home, not to spread COVID, not, you know, yet when it comes to protests, there's a complete about face in terms of their iron fist and stay-at-home orders. So, according to the Washington Examiner, they actually write about this too. They say Democratic governors say they support large-scale protests. a reversal from their mandating social distancing and lockdown since March. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says, I stand behind the protesters and their message. Well, they have to. It's their First Amendment right. But then you need to explain why we did the lockdown. Well, because of public health and security and safety. Well, we have looting. And we have fires. And we have people getting beat up and killed. Okay, that's pretty hypocritical here. Andrew Cuomo said, I stand behind the protesters and their message. But he did note earlier in the day that the protests could exacerbate COVID-19. He said, we spent all this time closed down, locked down, mass social distance. And then you turn on the TV and you see these mass gatherings that could potentially be infecting hundreds and hundreds of people after everything we have done. Well, yeah, so if you use the same force to keep us at home and keep us from not working and going under, then where's that same show of force to stop the looting, to stop the, I don't get it. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer also encouraged peaceful demonstrations Monday. She lifted Michigan's stay-at-home order on Monday, 11 days ahead of schedule, and told Michiganers to stay smart, stay safe, and let's do our part. So here she is mandating for weeks, right? You know, lockdown orders, stay at home, business closure, school closure. Yet, you could go ahead and protest and then obviously riot. That doesn't, again, I'm for protesting. I think protesting is our right. But, okay, be consistent here, people. So you're only basically allowed to you're only allowed to go back out there and leave your homes if you're protesting. I mean, this is just too political. It's there's no rhyme or reason. And so people will say, well, yeah, but if the lockdown order is lifted, people can go back to work. No, they can't. Stores reopened in Las Vegas, restaurants and bars reopened, but people can't go because of the protests. So they have to close down again. So are you lifting lockdown restrictions so we could get our lives back in order? Or are you doing it because you're afraid you won't get reelected? Now, she has added that there is a high level of concern about the possibility of virus. She goes, a lot of the early in the day events where it was really peaceful protest, people were wearing masks. As nighttime came, we saw fewer masks, so that's concerning. So all this social distancing, all this staying at home, all this lockdown, it makes us think it was BS. Now, I get what happened. There was a virus. People were scared. Governors had to do what they were supposed to do. They locked people down. They tried to slow the spread of the virus. Then all of a sudden, the protest came. They couldn't look like they were anti-protest. So they had to allow, you know, it to happen. I know why this happened. But you got some splaining to do. Got some splaining to do. People want to know why they can't go back to work, reopen their business. There's an African-American woman in tears yelling at a video where she's a part owner of a store that got looted. I think it was in New York. And she's like, Black Lives Matter, I'm black, and this was my store. What are you guys doing? I mean, where is the leadership? From the governors, from the president, you know, I don't understand. You told us to lock down. You forced many of us to go under. You're telling airlines that they have to follow all these new rules in terms of, you know, letting people on the plane and where people sit in bathrooms and all that. And you're making all these restrictions and all these rules. Yet, people can rush police, beat up store owners, break a store, loot, and we don't see the leadership. We don't see the, you know, are we social distancing or are we rioting? Now, all the governors have said they don't like the riots. Okay. And I'm glad they've made that distinction. Not all protests end in riots. Not all rioters are people that were there for the original protest. Apparently in New York, some of them are being driven in, do their looting, load up their cars, and leave. apparently, you know, there's, since there's not really a lot of cars on the street anymore in New York, there's, you know, plenty of room to do drive up curbside. But you're losing us. Now, people are saying, okay, well, you know what? We'll be able to open up. We'll be able to live life as usual. We'll be able to do what we, you know, look like normalcy once we have a vaccine. Fauci said we are supposed to have a vaccine by the end of this year. He seems positive that we're going to have a vaccine by the end of this year, by December. Okay, well, that was the pretense. The pretense was, okay, we can't live life normally. We can't go to church. We can't go to church and sit and pray peacefully, but we could go to a protest. You need to explain, you need to explain this better. You're losing us, and this is why I'm worried. I'm worried because as a doctor, I mean, Ebola's back. Now, luckily not to the degree that it was, but apparently it has started again in the Congo, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So, you know, I'm worried that if you've lost us, if you've lost the average American on your reasoning and your agenda on why we have to lock down or not, then what happens when the poop really hits the fan and we have a real nasty, we have a real nasty pandemic of Ebola or a worse flu? You know, it's interesting, you know, all over the media, all over the internet, it was stay home, stay home, stay home. People changed their profile picture. They had stay home under their profile picture. It was all about stay home, stay home, stay home. And then it's stand, get out there and do your part. And I mean, there was shaming. There was shaming on people that were staying home and or not wearing a mask or trying to reopen. People were accusing business owners of reopening as being, you know, anti-human and pro-death and pro-COVID death. Yet these are the same people that are pro-protests. I'm not saying people are pro-riots. And again, I don't mind protesting, but guys, you got to be consistent. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I posed a question. You know, can we stop racism? How do we stop racism? The politicians are asking and saying, look, this is our mission to stop racism. Dina writes, it's our sin nature. We sin. When we sin, we hate. Hating is a sin. I mean, you can love your brother, you can love your neighbor, but people want to hate something. People have to have an enemy. I hate to say that, but they do. That's why sports are so popular. That's why politics is so popular. I mean, like I said, that's why I'm a fan of sports, because at least, you know, you can hate a Packer fan or you can hate a Charger fan or a Lion fan or whatever. Hopefully you don't hurt them. You could, you know, talk smack about them on the internet. You could be your own team's fan and, you know, you hopefully get it out of your system. But that's still a form of, hate. It's still a form of discrimination. It's still a form of racism. You know, you're an essential worker, you're not an essential worker. That's discriminating. You have to use this bathroom, you have to use this bathroom. So we're not getting a consistent message. And if we don't get a consistent message, then you're not going to win us over when the poop hits the fan next year. And again, we need to social distance or protect ourselves. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economist Kevin Hazlitt says the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has put the country in a position for a strong recovery. Hazlitt, pointing to the ADP job report that was released on Wednesday that shows 2.76 million jobs were lost in May when many forecasters had expected 9 million jobs to be lost. Hazlitt saying the ADP number suggests that we're at a turning point. Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says he never would have signed off on the fourth and final FISA warrant application targeting Trump campaign associate Carter Page if he knew then what he knows now.
Whenever agents or prosecutors make serious mistakes, the Department of Justice needs to take remedial action. And if existing policies fall short, those policies need to be changed.
That hearing continuing on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump says the Republican convention will not be held in North Carolina. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump says he is following through on a threat he made last week to move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention is guaranteed to be held. The president announcing it in a tweet last night, not long after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again that because of the coronavirus, he could not guarantee that the event scheduled for August could be held. Held at full capacity.
Major League Baseball and the Players Union are now in their fourth week of talks concerning a return to play plan for a potential 2020 season. The league's latest proposed season would start in July and have an expanded playoff format and features a long list of safety protocols for both Major League Baseball players and team personnel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So South Korea has been kind of watching this life-threatening syndrome linked to coronavirus that many people believe is similar to Kawasaki disease. But they said last week that they've launched an infection into what they're calling MISC, or Multisystem Inflammatory Syndrome. It's officially called Pediatric Multisystem Inflammatory Syndrome Potentially Associated with COVID-19, or MISC cases. Now, we have seen these cases in France, Italy, Spain, Britain, and the United States. More than 100 cases were found in the state of New York. Now, they say these cases look very similarly to toxic shock and Kawasaki disease. These are diseases that cause fever, rashes, swollen glands, even heart inflammation. Now, the Korean CDC director, Jung Yoon-kyung, said the investigation showed that both the two patients, 11-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl, had suffered Kawasaki disease and shock syndrome. But get this, they tested negative for coronavirus and were released from the hospital after receiving treatment. After consulting an expert panel, they determined that neither of those two cases correspond to that MISC syndrome. But they are examining a third case. So people are wondering, does COVID cause a disease in kids or not? If I had to use my medical expertise, and yes, I do have some, I know it kind of shocks people, is I don't think anything is 100% benign. I think at some level, something bothers something. I think everything has a, when there's a force, there's a equal and reactive force, right? Is that something we learned in physics? So when a kid gets a virus, and virus is killing grandma, making mom or dad have a fever, and here's the kid that goes along unscathed, I think there's more to it. And I think some kids do succumb to it. I think some kids, if they do have underlying conditions, do get sick. I think COVID does affect kids. I don't think it affects to the same degree as flu, but I think it can. We also don't know, which is something that nobody wants to bring up, because we have absolutely no proof of this. But we also don't know if this virus decides to hang out in kids, and if this virus decides to do something else later. Maybe it causes cancer. Maybe it causes heart disease. Maybe it causes inflammation of the blood vessels in kids subacutely, where we don't see the symptoms, but it's working on another level. Viruses and cancer is something that we just don't talk a lot about, but unfortunately it's there. Hepatitis causes cancer. HPV causes cancer. HIV causes cancer. Now, if we thought coronavirus and flu caused cancer, we would lose our minds. And right now, we have no evidence. Nobody's even going to go there with that. We've had no proof. But then again, remember, we've only had it for a few months. 6 months, we've only known about coronavirus. Chinese have known about it longer. I don't know if they're sharing any information. But right now, 6 months, that's not enough to see if, you know. But when people say, well, were you for the schools closing? Are you for kids getting vaccinated for it? My answer has to be yes, because I just don't believe that kids are 100% in the clear when it comes to this. Whether they become a carrier, a Trojan horse for it, whether they get an underlying subacute infection, I don't know. That remains to be seen. Whether the virus mutates where it does infect kids, I don't know. But I am not of the mind that, okay, kids are in the clear. Because remember, we're getting our medical information from the media. The media cherry picks. But we do know that there is some weird, weird inflammatory syndrome happening to kids. So when you have a virus that's killing grown-ups, and it doesn't seem to kill kids, you need to assume there's something else happening on the kid level. You have to. And it's a shame we have to think like that. What's also a real shame is we just don't get all the scoop. So, you know, here's another story that's telling us that UV light can kill COVID-19. And people are talking about having handheld UV light devices, phones, keys, wallet. So researchers say that if you have a portable handheld COVID-19 killing ultraviolet light device, that might be a way to fight things in the future. I hear people putting their cell phone on UV light. I hear people using UV light all the time to kill off bacteria. I think it's brilliant. I don't know about the radiation. I don't know about if, you know, we're going to see other side effects to that. But we do know that UV kills. We know that UV kills viruses. We know it kills bacteria. They say UV radiation between 200 and 300 nanometers can effectively kill a virus and stop it from replicating themselves. So they think devices emitting UV rays will come in handy. Now, most devices are pretty bulky. Short battery life or have to be plugged in. But portable UV light emitting diodes that are environmentally friendly, that's the key, might be the thing of the future. I know, I want to look up stock also. So, we need to disinfect. We need to avoid bad bugs. But the question keeps coming up, what about our immune system? Why aren't we forcing ourselves to become naturally immune? What's really, really interesting is our bodies are, and my son is the one that said this, are probably one of the most fascinatingly engineered machines ever. The human body. For the human body to get exposed to something, build an antibody, so then you don't get it later in the future, is one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard of. Unfortunately, it's not very predictable. You have some people, let's say they get stung by a bee. They get stung by a bee, nothing really happens to them except it hurts a little bit, they build antibodies. The problem is that the next time that bee stings, they blow up so much of an immune reaction that they go into anaphylaxis and die. Just like with, you know, some of these peanut allergies. So we have some people that are just super, super allergic that can cause harm. And it's those people that kind of prevent us from having a mass. All right, you know what? Everybody get exposed. I mean, remember the chickenpox parties? You know, I got chickenpox as a kid, and now I have to worry about shingles. But, you know, my parents didn't have to worry about chickenpox then. You know, so, do we allow our human bodies to do what they do, or do we as man try to prevent things? We now have a chickenpox vaccine. Parents love it. Doctors love it. If these people don't get shingles later, we might have done really, really good. But can we do that for every disease? Should we? Now, some people could say, well, what you're doing is you're inducing natural immunity. You're basically injecting the virus into somebody, and you're forcing them to be immune. That's what some of these vaccines are. They are weakened viruses. So it's a controlled setting. Sounds cool. In fact, it's really interesting because there's a lot of naturopaths and homeopaths out there. They actually subscribe to the vaccine theory. A lot of them don't realize it. With homeopathy, what you do is you treat yourself with what makes you sick. I told you guys when I had starting to get hyperemesis gravidarum, when I couldn't stop vomiting when I was pregnant, my homeopathic family medicine friend said, go and get Epicac from Trader Joe's. I go, but Epicac makes you vomit. He goes, not the homeopathic. Boom, right away. And that's not placebo. Okay, I mean, to stop you from vomiting, that was it. It was just one dose of a Trader Joe's homeopathic. And now maybe it was the luck of the draw, but in homeopathy, you use, you know, two wrongs make a right in a way where, you know, you give you something that you are adversely reacting to and you end up improving or curing. That's kind of what a vaccine is. We give you a piece of the virus or an attenuated version of the virus, a dead piece or an attenuated version, a live weakened version, to make you immune. So it is really, it's just, unfortunately, some of these vaccines have unnatural components. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I have to talk about this. This is driving me crazy, especially since we opened the show talking about how in Harvard they're recommending that we wear masks during sex and not to kiss because of spread of COVID. Yet hand sanitizers are really hard to buy still. Hand sanitizers have been just going through the roof. Hand sanitizers are for the hands. We have masks for the mouth. Goggles for the eyes, and all this rhetoric about you got to hand sanitize, you got to wash your hands. I agree with hand washing, all right? But this hand sanitizing thing is something that just eats at me, okay? Because we keep going back and forth. I hate back and forth. I hate non-consistent messages because it's BS. Remember when we had antimicrobial soap? I loved antimicrobial soap. I would go to Walmart. And I would buy the Dial antimicrobial soap. It would either be an orange or a clear because the soft ones that were opaque were more moisturizing soaps. And I know this because my hands would get all cut up because the sanitizers, because I'd wash my hands all the time with sanitizer because, you know, being a doctor, I would use the alcohol agents. And remember, they were in our soaps, and they got rid of them. They said, no, you know what? It doesn't work. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, I wish they were on the shelves now, because at least they had some alcohol. At least they had some antimicrobial properties. Well, we've seen a whole lot of back and forth right now with this whole coronavirus thing and the protesting. You have Governor Whitmer saying, you're shutting down, you're staying home, you're shutting down. Oh, that's okay, you guys go protest. Okay, so we've had a lot of hypocrisy going on now. I think we're all understanding. We're used to it. But now we have the FDA easing up on restrictions on hand sanitizers because of the shortage. And what they're doing is they're saying, okay, guys, we're going to ease up on the impurities, the benzene and the acetaldehyde. I think benzene and acetaldehyde both have been linked to cancer in humans. And I think they've lowered the limit to like 2 ppm of the benzene and 50 ppm of the acetaldehyde. And so these are chemicals that have been proven to cause cancer in humans. Now, when they wanted us to stop antimicrobial soap, and remember, for years, they told us stop sanitizing everything because you're going to make superbugs. Here we are now in 2020 saying sanitize away. And you know what? We'll back off on the impurities because it's in short supply. You guys need to sanitize. Okay, can somebody tell us what the hell's going on? I thought sanitizer was bad. I thought we weren't supposed to sanitize the crap out of everything. You know what's interesting? I own a couple salons, so we have Clipperside. And Clipperside, you're supposed to spray and clean and whatever. My staff is going through the Clipperside like crazy, which is fine. Because, again, for us to reopen, all right, you know, we need to use a Clipperside. But I want to know what other chemicals are in them. Because if we're spraying Clipperside to clean the instruments to that degree, what are we doing to the environment? What are we breathing in? All right, we have been told for years that hand sanitizer is bad. I have a friend of mine, and he has an elderly father who he was going to take to the doctor. And I'm like, how's that working out so you don't expose him to COVID? You know, and he goes, well, you know, I gel up really good. I go, gel, it's so his hands. But again, COVID comes out of the mouth. You breathe out. Your COVID is supposed to be breathing. So we're hand sanitizing like crazy. And I get it. I get it. You know, COVID can be on inanimate objects. It can be on surfaces. There was a study out of a cruise ship that found it to last 17 days, even though the latest study is now saying 3 days. So I get why we have to sanitize and all that, and I'm for that. But we were just told a few years ago that that was bad. We've also been told that benzene is bad. And acetaldehyde is bad. So now that the FDA is loosening the restrictions because we're in short supply, are you just basically changing the message to whatever works? We're supposed to shut down. We're supposed to social distance. You can't open up your business. You cannot open up your business. You cannot go to the doctor and get elective surgery. That's a no-no. Yet, okay, you could go and protest. Mind you, like I said, I'm for protests. It's our right. It's our constitutional right. But come on, people. Okay, pick a message and stick with it. Are we social distancing or are we not? Do the masks work? Do they not? Is sanitizer all over the place bad? Is it not? Is benzene okay? Is it not? And it seems like every flipping day, people are just changing like the wind, back and forth. So, it's interesting. The Zoloft antidepressant is now in short supply. Apparently, there's a shortage of antidepressants. Is it because a lot of people are getting them? No. It's because of the shutdowns. And it's because of production. And I think it's because, to be honest, I don't know about Zoloft per se, sertraline, but we get a lot of our drugs from China. So, we've talked about this. Nobody's talking about this in the news, but drug shortages are going to be the next big crisis. June 2020 is going to be a mess just like any other month. But drug shortages are going to be the next thing, because if we're not going to import from China and we're kind of starting to go to war with China, then all our cheap... why do you think generic medications were cheap, people? Because they were being made in China. That's why it was cheap. All right? So we've been trying to fight the opioid crisis. a few years ago, trying to fight obesity. Okay, well, don't go outside. Sit home and watch Netflix. Don't go to the gym. We've been trying to fight mental illness. Nope. Can't go and see a counselor. You have to social distance. Nope. You can't go to your doctor unless they're open for essential services or they have to have PPE and, you know, so a lot of doctors were closed. We're making bigger problems. And I don't want to be an I don't want to be an alarmist. I don't want to start to worry that if you use hand sanitizer, you know, you're going to get benzene poisoning or acetaldehyde poisoning. But I really think somebody needs to stand up and just tell everybody making all these decisions to either backpedal and tell us why you backpedaled, or tell us why you were wrong, or admit if you know you're being wrong now, but you're trying to cover your butt. That's what I think we need to do, because I have been telling you guys for years that we need to be really careful overusing hand sanitizer. I have been telling you guys for the longest time that, you know, we need immunity. We need exposure to bugs. We can't live in a bubble. We are breeding super bugs every time we use these, you know, medicine's halfway, and now all you can't even buy hand sanitizer. People are bathing in the stuff. In order for your salon or your restaurant to open, everything has to be completely, you know, disinfected and cleaned all the time. And I get that. We got a dangerous virus, but didn't you guys just tell us that was bad? Same thing with environment, right? I mean, restaurants are turning everything paper. I'm seeing plastic all over salons. I'm seeing saran wrap. I'm seeing acrylic, plastic, you know, blown up. I'm seeing people idling in their cars with their cars running and running, waiting for them to pick up their food or pick up their prescription or pick up. And didn't you just tell us that that's bad, that you need to shut off the car, that you need to not be using paper products, that we should be recycling, that we should, you know, pick one. Unless maybe some of these decrees are stupid. Maybe we need to slow down on all of these decrees. Because, again, where I stand with all of this, whether it's a governor going back and forth on shutdown or not, where I stand as a doctor is when the big one hits, and I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what the big one's going to be. If it's going to be Ebola, if it's going to be a super gonorrhea, I don't know. I need to know that people are going to listen. I need to know that when I tell you guys, okay, guys, this is what you need to do with your sanitizer, this is what you need to do in terms of locking down, this is what you need to do with your business. I don't want people to say, nah. Look at what you guys did with COVID. You told us to lock down, and then you let a bunch of us go and loot. Okay? I need to know that we have you, that we have engaged you, and you guys will follow through. But when we lose you on all this back and forth, we're screwing ourselves. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.